Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know what the resource for approved drug products with therapeutic equivalence evaluations is commonly called? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing how medical cannabis can be used to treat PTSD among veterans and the general public with Jordan Tischler, president of the Association of Cannabis Specialists and faculty at Harvard Medical School. Tischler explained what PTSD is and how it can impact the daily life of people living with the disorder, and how although PTSD is commonly associated with veterans, the disorder is by no means exclusively present in the population.
You know, PTSD is only the latest historical term for the kind of psychological damage that we see from wartime events. And as a result, there's a lot of awareness of PTSD in the veteran population and a fair bit of research into veteran PTSD, as well as cannabis use in the veteran PTSD population. But certainly it is not the only population that is affected. We certainly see PTSD develop in rape survivors, for example, and people who've had traumatic or abusive childhoods and stuff like that.
In terms of the broad impact of PTSD on the lives of people who are currently suffering, Tischler highlighted the importance of developing multiple treatment options in order to increase the likelihood of positive patient outcomes.
Well, I think any illness that is disruptive to people's lives is important, and PTSD is certainly disruptive. The area of overlap between medical illnesses and neurologic illnesses and psychological illnesses is an evolving field, and our understanding of it is certainly much further along than it was, say, 20 years ago, but it's not where we'd like it to be. Come back in 100 years, right? That being said, yes, there are a number of treatments from the pharmacologic side of things, as well as psychological, like cognitive behavioral therapy, all of which have a place in treating this particular kind of illness. And for many people can be successful, but the success rate isn't as good as we would like it to be.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Andrea Cumberbatch at Costco Pharmacy in New Rochelle, New York. In addition to keeping patients calm and reassuring them that they'll have their prescriptions, bringing prescriptions to patients' cars, and doing all the necessary work in the pharmacy, Cumberbatch has even picked up needed items from the store so that patients don't have to go inside. Even as her own friends and coworkers have fallen ill, Cumberbatch has worked seemingly endless hours to keep the community safe. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. Tischler noted that cannabis is capable of adding to the arsenal of treatments that can help to interrupt the cycle that people with the disorder often experience, which can include being triggered by internal or external events as they arise.
The effects are sort of broad and get into toning down the amygdala, which is part of our brain that's responsible for aggression and fear and those sorts of things. It has effects at the hippocampus level, which is responsible for memories. And it has effects at the frontal and prefrontal cortices, which are sort of the areas where the I in me lives, and helps to just kind of regulate that. So we see better sleep, decreased nightmares, decreased general anxiety, and certainly less of that hypervigilance.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The resource for approved drug products with therapeutic equivalence evaluations is commonly called the Orange Book. The Orange Book was created as part of the provisions of the Drug Price Competition and Patent Term Restoration Act of 1984, also known as the Hatch-Waxman Amendments. It required that the FDA provide a publicly available list of safe and effective approved drug products with monthly supplements. This resource is also used by many states as the basis of generic drug substitution, and it is available electronically and through an app. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.